And the first speech in the book was the first couple were speeches I gave in oratorical competitions. And in my 4 years at Detroit Catholic Central, I won the oratory competition every year.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Well, now, you're at 14. You're talking about when you're 14 as a takeoff point. Now, you obviously, you mentioned that the sister in sixth grade or whatever said you ought to be a lawyer. You like to argue so much. You also mentioned about braggadocio and so on. Had it become a characteristic somewhat earlier, now I'm talking about prior to 14, that you were... inclined in that direction, and perhaps was there some direct cultivation and careful cultivation by your father and your parents? Do you see what I'm trying to say? You must have got a real early start in a way that wasn't maybe structured, but were you encouraged, for example, to play the leading role in the Christmas pageant or whatever the heck it was? You know that. You see what I'm trying to ask you?
Yes, you're quite right. And from the earliest days, we were expected to get up and recite. When we went to family gatherings, when we were in school, our parents would say, well, now, Tommy, you get up and recite your the poem or sing the song, whatever it was.
And this was a parental... encouragement.
Oh, sure. They were showing off their kids to their aunts and uncles and nieces and everybody else. But that we were always expected to do that, to get up. And as I look back on it, some of my cousins were much more reticent to do that. They'd be shy. But the Brennans, and particularly myself and my brother, would get up and entertain at the drop of a hat, you know, and sometimes not very, very well prepared, but never shy about getting up and doing.
As you look back, was there a certain sort of gratification in this that?
Well, it was what your parents wanted you to do. It was
they approved.
Yeah, they approved. They encouraged you to do it. Obviously you got applause. That was recognition and so forth by older people. I don't know.
I didn't mean to dwell too much on this.
Yeah, it was sort of where it came from. But anyway, by the time I was in high school, it was in high school that I began making speeches. And as I say, I won these oratorical contests every year. In my freshman year, the speech had to do, it was 1944, with the impending end of the war and my visions of the peace table. And what the different countries were going to do and say, and the positions that they were going to take at the peace table, and so on. And as you would well imagine, interesting. And this is a 14-year-old boy predicting what the United States of America would do when the war was over. Last, of course, we come to the United States, who, being a democracy herself, will undoubtedly support world congresses, world courts, world peace, and a chance for the aggressor nations to get back on their feet. America, hard in war and gullible in peace, will probably feel that by killing a few of the more notorious enemies, the possibility of new world conflict will be destroyed. She will go out of her way to reestablish those little republics and kingdoms that were inaugurated after the First World War. As long as everyone else at the peace table is happy, the United States will be satisfied.
What year is this now?
1944. I wrote that when I was 14 years old. Okay.
And so, this, of course, would have been in part an extension of your instruction in the classroom about current events.
We were getting a good... Yeah. But we didn't have... I never had a course in current events. Never in my life. I mean, we had courses in history. We were learning Latin. But remember that I grew up I was at a time when there was a war going on. You mm-hmm. read the newspapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about it. We talked about it at home. We talked about it. The priest would talk about it in English class, they would use examples, or they would actually get off the track and maybe talk about things that were going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But not because we studied, quote, current events.
I get
we were learning English literature, you know, and so forth. Of course, you can imagine, my final paragraph, I urged that what ought to happen is that the Pope ought to be involved in the peace process.
Mm-hmm.
My sophomore year, I gave a speech having to do with one of the most pressing problems that faces a nation when it has successfully concluded a war is that of occupying in a useful manner the discharged members of its armed forces. And I went on to talk about what they ought to do with the veterans when they come back.